Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. I want to start this podcast by describing just a couple of things regarding the nature of this very podcast. If someone listening to this podcast says to himself, well, he doesn't seem to laugh very much, or he doesn't seem to have much of a sense of humor, or all these stories that he's bringing up are remarkably depressing, and it's all about K-12 education and just how awful things are all the time, and there's no real solutions, and there's no real problem solving. I assure you that that's not true. The very nature of problem solving has to start with knowledge acquisition. And unfortunately, we are at war in this country. And as a result of that, much of this information is hidden. And it's hidden very well. Even with all of these outlets that publish everything that they publish, there's no way that every single story is going to be heard by every single person. That's mathematically impossible. So I take a serious approach to this because this has to do with the children of our country. They are at the forefront and on the front line of this war, and they're being victimized left and right, constantly, by both knowing and unknowing educators and administrators and school systems. So I provide plenty of solutions, but the first solution has to come with knowledge acquisition and me simply explaining some of the hidden stories that get buried rather quickly, and then doing my best based on my experience, my education, and trying to leave my opinion out of it, but try to be as objective as humanly possible here regarding why this has to be brought up, and just the overall important nature of Americans hearing about this. So I'm going to give you one example here. And again, this is very recent, as of 2 days ago. So November 13th, 2020, there was a story in the Washington Free Beacon, and it's titled, Southern Poverty Law Center says that teachers are weaponizing whiteness. And it's from Christy Clark, again on November 13th. I'm going to read through this because it's very short, and it's filled with propaganda, and it's filled with word manipulation and made-up words, and I'm briefly going to describe again why that word manipulation and why those made-up words exist, because it's only for the purpose of dividing us. There's far more examples and far more specifics, but I'm just going to get into the article here real quick. And again, it's the Southern Poverty Law Center's article that is highlighted within the Washington Free Beacon that has the propaganda in it. The Washington Free Beacon is doing their job by highlighting the fact that this is a propagandized article from the SPLC. Quote, the Southern Poverty Law Center published an article documenting the ways in which white teachers, quote, weaponize their whiteness to harm black students. The article published by SPLC's Teaching Tolerance Division outlines how white people weaponize their entitlement, anger, need for retaliation, feigned fear, and finally, white fragility. It suggests that teachers, particularly white female teachers, can't stop the weaponization of whiteness by relinquishing control of their classrooms when a student questions their authority. Unquote. Okay, so again, as I've said a million times on this podcast, and I'm going to keep saying it, this is all made up. This is all designed to divide. So they're claiming that whiteness is a thing. It's not. This word never used to exist in the English vernacular or human vernacular. So only racists and bigots bring up such words that seek to divide people. I don't know how you weaponize your skin color because, again, skin color, and you don't have to be a medical doctor to know this, although I taught anatomy and physiology and was in the sciences for 10 years, skin color and the integumentary system is incapable of making decisions. Skin color does not, and melanin in skin cells does not think. Brains think. Brains create behaviors. Cultures influence brains and behaviors. But skin color is incapable of thinking, which means the very nature of what they're claiming with this whiteness nonsense is false. Not just on a obvious superficial level, or a vernacular level, but a physiological level. It's impossible. So what we're talking about is we're talking about people who are quote-unquote race baiting. These are individuals who are interested in having races be divided among one another and get them to hate one another and then discriminate against one another. And I'll tell you something, too. K-12 schools are very divisive among their own staff members. I have written about it at length. Workplace bullying is massive. And we've all heard the stories of the horrible and unprofessional and discriminatory professional development practices that take place where maybe a Black American teacher will stand up in front of a room of their colleagues. Maybe the majority of them are white. And then all of a sudden, they're railing on white people and how horrible white people are. And there's no way that a white person could ever understand something because they aren't of another skin color. That's ridiculous. A person does not have to look a particular way to understand what a person goes through. All the person has to do is describe what they've gone through, and then congratulations, now we know. But this nonsense about divisiveness among skin color and creating these words like whiteness is an absolute outrage, because ultimately it's designed to perpetuate victimhood, that people are always the victim. So I'm going to continue here. Quote, one teacher quoted in the piece says he has to, quote, resist the urge to maintain power or control in his class, and especially to resist the anger that can bubble up in him when that control is called into question. I don't even know anything about the unquote. I don't even know anything about the context of this particular statement. The entire thing seems fraudulent to me. None of this seems like a lie, or none of it seems truthful. The whole thing seems like a lie. Like the author of the SPLC article themselves was just making this up. Quote, I'll continue here. Other weaponizations of whiteness include crying in the classroom and displaying students in a colorblind manner. The article claims that if a white female educator cries around her students, she is using the tears to gain sympathy or further assert her power. This is absolutely ridiculous. The psychopaths that wrote this article for the from the Southern Poverty Law Center are not well. I mean, right down to analyzing the motives of a person's emotion. How on earth would they know such a thing? They wouldn't. So they're mind readers, and now they are behavioral analysts? I don't get it. Quote, history has viewed white women as prized possessions to be protected, so their tears have represented danger, terror, and death for Black people, unquote, the article reads. It goes on to say that disciplining students recreates, quote, the dynamics that were used as excuses for racial terror under Jim Crow laws. Do you see how this works? More fake division. Just more fake division, more excuses. This is just made up. This content is 100% propaganda, and it can't possibly get more blatant. The sad part is that these are the kinds of academic articles that get published in an instant. These are the kinds of academic articles and presentations, rather, that are accepted at major, quote-unquote, and they're not major anymore, but major conferences. And this is also why fewer and fewer people are attending these conferences, and fewer people are publishing in these outrageous outlets. Last paragraph, quote, Teaching Tolerance, which is the organization, which of course means it's not Teaching Tolerance, it's Teaching Division. Okay, I digress. Moving on. Teaching Tolerance offers educators a free curriculum derived from critical race theory. And there you have it. See, there you have it. Had to wait for the last paragraph to get down to the crux of it. Which, quote, which asserts that America was founded on racism. In Virginia's richest school district, teachers are using that curriculum in kindergarten classrooms. SPLC says it supplies the materials to 500,000 educators nationwide, but the actual number is likely much higher, as schools can access the curriculum online. And this is what the 1776 Commission is supposed to destroy. Because this kind of propaganda is a level of brainwashing that's not only brainwashing educators themselves and the adult individual, it's brainwashing the children and then the parents who are subjected to this at the bottom of the hill when they're the ones who receive it down the line and hear about what their child is learning in school. So please keep in mind, organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center constantly push propaganda. And there are many like them, because they're the ones that are helping fund these divisive groups like the 1619 Project and Teaching Tolerance and all of these other groups and organizations. See, that right there too should be the dead giveaway that all of it is fraudulent. Because why are there so many different organizations with different names attempting to teach what they believe to be the same thing? And it's criminal activity. All of these organizations are engaging in criminal activity. Donate to us and we'll do this, and then they pocket the money. Donate to us and adopt our curriculum and then we'll help you out, when in fact, everything that they just leave behind looks like the entire area has been carpet bombed. The division that is left over when these organizations show up into a K-12 school and then leave is astounding. K-12 schools should stick to textbook curriculum, math, science, history, language arts, reading. That's it. But they should even question what's in those texts also. Not the math book per se. I mean, that kind of stuff is so basic and straightforward. Because you can teach a person math by using a 50 to 60 to 70 to 80 to 90 year old book. Same thing with reading and writing. History and science, that's where it gets a little shady, because history and science is filled with a lot of propaganda. But just to summarize, this nonsense of whiteness, okay, the individuals who push that, they are the racists. Those are the individuals who are seeking to divide people by brainwashing individuals and actually attempting to convince people to be guilty because of their own skin color. Because they do believe, these people who push this propaganda, they believe skin color makes decisions. It is physiologically impossible. Skin color and melanin and the integumentary system of one's body do not make behavioral decisions. Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.